You're with Raph.
This week's Changing Track is for Di. The St. Mary's Tennis Club, 1967 summer holidays. My friends and I, with nothing better on offer, decided to have a hit of tennis. After only a short while, two boys arrived. I'd heard girls speak about Peter, a golden-haired boy with a slow grin, but I could only just see the other one. Dark-haired, too short, too thin, an unremarkable face between large ears. I was shy. This was my first real brush with the opposite sex, and the experience glued my mouth shut. The other three laughed easily. Then the dark-haired one, John, asked us if we'd heard the new Monkees song, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. I love it, I blurted, shocked by my own voice. I dropped my gaze. Isn't it great, said John, directing the question directly at me. He made an observation about the song. I found a few other words. I was having a conversation, and it was with an actual boy. I was 14 and in love. Now every time I heard the song, I imagined that it was John singing it, not Davy Jones. Yet he was 17 and seemed out of reach. Each day from the same train station, we'd take a 35-minute train trip, and I always hoped the commuter crush would propel us into the same carriage. But there was rarely more than a smile exchanged between my friends and his. They might have feared social ridicule. They were in their final year of school, and we were lolling about in the middle years. When we met again in the company of others, he asked if I liked Ichiku Park by the Small Faces. Yes, I did. He apparently valued my opinion. I felt hope. He finished school, but I often saw him at parties. I fancied that I saw him looking at me from time to time. Still, I was imaginative, with a hopelessly romantic streak, the me Jane, you Mr. Darcy sort of romantic. In 1969, I went to a party, and as soon as I walked in, he peeled himself away from the wall and asked me to dance. From that day, there was no one else. We were married in 1971, me in a dress designed to accommodate an early pregnancy. One child was quickly followed by another and eventually another. Money was tight. There were rocky times. But whenever either of us heard A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You or Ichiku Park, we would call each other. The memories still precious. We even went to a Monkees concert in our 30s, despite the fact there were only two members of the original band. We loved it and held hands throughout what was an almost unaffordable luxury. Then we saw Simon and Garfunkel for my birthday one year, and Bridge Over Troubled Waters moved us with its exquisitely delivered message of comfort. Then came a cool November's day in 1993 and a knock at the door. Police at my door was a very foreign thing and could only be explained by tragedy. If it had been the children, the news would have arrived in a different form. It is John, I said. Statement, not question. I stepped aside and they walked in with their incredibly young faces and terrible tidings. John had lost control of his car on a country road. He hit a telephone pole. He died instantly. He was just 43. The minutes and months that followed were beyond difficult as we reluctantly reset our dynamics and reformulated our dreams. Soon the first year anniversary was upon us. I decided to drive up to the spot where he died. I wanted to see this anonymous telephone pole against which we had all lost so much. I drove for 2 hours so I could be on that spot at noon, the time he had died. The local policeman, who'd been a first responder, took me to the place and thoughtfully left me alone. I sat with my back to that pole for an hour, holding a pathetically wilted bunch of flowers and talking to John, telling him how we were managing without him, railing against him for not being more careful, speaking of love. I got back in the car, had the radio on, and had not been driving long when, 25 years after it had been a hit, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You began. It made me laugh and cry. John would have loved the coincidence. With the next song, I felt something more intense, Ichiku Park. Although a little rattled, I sang along and said, "Thanks, John." When the opening bars of the next song started, I had to pull over. It was Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I don't believe in voices from the grave. But this seemed like too much of a coincidence. I like to think that John knew he would get my attention with the first two songs and then could comfort me with the final one. Do I believe that? Probably not. But I refuse to dismiss it entirely either. It would have been such a John thing to do. And Di's Changing Track is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon & Garfunkel.